Paul Simon's bow tie was taken to be an insignia of all the ways in which he was too square to be a cunning politician. That's not the Paul Simon who sent me a letter when I was 16 years old, after he'd seen my name in a newspaper and joked about the possibility that we were related, which we were not. I got my last note from Paul Simon just a couple of weeks ago. Mr. Simon, the former senator from Illinois, died this week at the age of 75. I suppose when I was 16 I thought he wrote because I must have been an exceptionally thoughtful teenager. As I got older, I began to grasp how many teenagers, farmers, mechanics, bank presidents, soldiers, retirees, and police officers with whom Paul kept up a correspondence. He won election, after all, for 50 years. He had a shrewd sense of himself. The bow tie, for example, he wore one a couple of times when he first ran for the legislature. A newspaper identified him as the guy in the bow tie, and Paul recognized it as a potential prop, like Lincoln's top hat. Paul was 19 when he bought the Troy Tribune, after borrowing some $3,000 from the Rotary Club. Madison County, Illinois, was then rife with official corruption. It's unintentionally hilarious to read young Paul Simon's stories of going into a house of prostitution run by a local sheriff. A good-looking young lady, he wrote, picked some lint from my suit coat, stroked my back, and said, "Say, if you're interested in entertainment, let's go into one of the bedrooms." Almost any other politician, or journalist I know, would have assumed that the woman stroked his back because he was irresistibly charming. Some legislators who thought Paul was too good to be true hired a call girl to knock on his hotel room door in Springfield in the mid-1960s. They listened as he invited her inside, then served her a Pepsi Cola and tried to persuade her to enter another profession. For someone who was not thought to be a clever politician, Paul was usually the most popular name on the ballot. On social legislation and the death penalty, Paul was a little more liberal than much of his state. On taxes and a balanced budget, he was a little more conservative than most liberals. He made issues of world hunger, adult literacy, and foreign language education. A whole generation of people grew up in Illinois whose politics could be summarized by saying, "Well, I don't know about that, but I trust Paul Simon." He ran for president in the 1988 campaign and didn't get very far. Paul always thought it was a privilege just to try. He wrote me a note in 1994 when I got back from a trip overseas in which he said, "Kind of reminds you what a big, beautiful gift of a country we have."